Hello, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Friday, the 17th of January, 2014, and I'm back after a short podcasting break. Things have been a little bit busy here over the last couple of weeks. I was working on some stuff for clients, as I had mentioned in my last podcast or two, and I was also working on some bits and pieces on the blog. The blog, by the way, is wholesomeireland.com. I finished doing a small amount of tweaking today. There's still some editing to be done where it comes to photographs because with the new theme that I have on the blog, the photos don't fit exactly the way that I want them to fit. So that's something that I'm going to have to fix over the next couple of weeks. But I'm happier with how it's looking. So all of that has been going on in the background. And in the meantime, last Saturday, himself managed to put his back out. You can insert every swear word under the sun there if you want to. Last Saturday, we had great plans. We were going to spend the day as a family and we were going to spend Sunday as a family. We were going to get out and about and do some activities with the small boys. And he just had one small job to do before we headed out. And he went off to do the job. And an hour later, he rang me to say he had twisted his back, shifting something. And it was really, really bad. Now, for him to admit that he's in pain, things have to be pretty bad. So he hasn't been in work for the past week. He's been off sick. And basically most days it has been moving from bed to sofa to toilet to bed to sofa to toilet, pretty much. And he's mainly sort of trying to make sure that he keeps on moving, but also resting his back as well. Because he drives for a living, it's going to be quite difficult for him to get back to work. I think he's going to do a test run to work tomorrow to see how he's going to manage, and then hopefully he'll be fit to go back to work on Monday. But because he's been here for the week, that has meant that I have had an extra person to take care of. I took a pause there. I'm hoping he doesn't listen to this podcast. He probably will at some stage and I'll get murdered. Anyway, during the week, I normally have two children to take care of, the 2-year-old and the 5-year-old. And he goes out to work every day. He leaves at about 6:30. He gets back at about 6:30. So for the most part of the day, I have two children to take care of. The past week, I may have had an extra child, just albeit a man-sized child to take care of. And that's meant with the best, that's meant in the best possible sense. It just meant that I had an extra person to take care of, who was perhaps a little bit more demanding than the children were in certain ways, because, you know, he's not feeling very well. So there's painkillers, there's cups of tea, you know, he needs help standing up, sitting down, whatever. At least with the boys, they're a little bit more independent. They're not at that codependent, hanging off of my hip, newborn stage. So that meant that I didn't really have an awful lot of free time to shut myself into a room and record a podcast or to do an awful lot of cooking. So he seems to be back on the mend. And hopefully, fingers crossed, I can get back into the rhythm of doing my podcasts every couple of days. And I've managed to keep the blog going. Here comes the 2-year-old in. He can hear me talking. So A, he's coming in to see who I'm talking to, because he doesn't quite still get the whole concept of a podcast. He's in the kitchen here and he's looking around to see who mommy's talking to. Yes. This is a novelty for him. Do you want to say hello? Hello. Oh dear, he's a little bit drunk because he's not long up from his nap. Do you want to say hello? No. And once then I get back into the rhythm of things, it'll be an awful lot easier. There's so many exciting things happening from a point of view of the blog. I've already mentioned that I've given it a bit of extra life rejuvenation put into it. Coming up to my 2-year blogging anniversary. Oh my God. Like, that's just the craziest thing ever. I can't believe it's only been 2 years since I started Wholesome Ireland. Like, I've been blogging for years, but Wholesome Ireland has really, it's taken on a life of its own. It's taken on a whole persona. It's completely part of me, and it is me. And I can't believe that it's only been 2 years, because it feels like it's been me for an entire lifetime. So the fact that I'm coming up to this 2-year blogiversary or 2-year anniversary of commencing wholesomeireland.com, it's a milestone. You know, there's stat milestones, you know, in terms of how many people are visiting the blog, blah, blah, blah. And I know that I'm going to have quite a big milestone on that day, but I just can't get over the fact that it's only been 2 years. Anyway, there's loads of other exciting things happening, and I'm bursting to tell because it's just so exciting. You know, there's now 2.5 months to go to the date that the book hits the shop's shelves here in Ireland and Amazon and whatever other countries that we managed to negotiate rights with. And that's incredibly exciting as well. Oh my God, I've written a book. It's done, and I can't do any more about it now. And that's incredibly exciting. And there's loads of other stuff going on. And I just feel like, you know, there's a phrase, isn't it? My cup brimmeth over. Is that from Shakespeare? I don't know. But anyway, I'm terribly, terribly excited. Loads more to come. You'll find me on wholesomeireland.com. Take care. Bye.